This is the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, and always streaming at rightscast.net. Hey everyone, it's your author, writing coach, and RightsCast Network founder, R.R. Campbell here, and if you're a regular RightsCast Network listener, you know this isn't our normal intro music, and there's a reason for that. This isn't a normal episode. This is, in fact, what I'm going to go ahead and call a RightsCast minisode, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute. Going forward, I'll be sprinkling these in here and there as the opportunity arises, mostly on days where we don't have a full episode scheduled for release. So, no, don't worry, your regularly scheduled, regular format episodes aren't going anywhere. This is just some bonus content for all of you out there in listener land. For this minisode, I'm joined by the president of the Wisconsin Writers Association, Barry Whiteman. Over the course of our brief Q&A, we'll talk about what the Wisconsin Writers Association is, why you might consider joining it or an organization like it near you, as well as the association's premier annual writing contest, the Jade Ring. So let's get right to it. It's time for our first ever RightsCast minisode featuring Barry Whiteman. Stay tuned after our chat for updates on what you'll have coming up next on the RightsCast Network. Thank you so much, Barry Whiteman, for joining me for this special minisode here on the RightsCast Network.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Yeah, Barry, we're going to be talking today, of course, about the WWA, or the Wisconsin Writers Association, and its Jade Ring Contest. So why don't we start here? What is the Wisconsin Writers Association, and why should listeners consider joining your association or other communities like it near them?
Well, WWA, your listeners may be surprised to learn, is over 70 years old. It was founded way the heck back in 1948 by Robert Gard, a professor of out there in Madison, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and it was at that time the Wisconsin Rural Writers Association, and it has just grown. And the purpose of this this group is to support writers in Wisconsin wherever they are, and provide networking, craft instruction, the sorts of events that people want to go to, with workshops and all over the state, not just one event during the year somewhere, but little workshops all over. So it's a great way for, if you're a writer in Wisconsin, you ought to be plugged into this thing and get to know your associates, your colleagues, everybody else who writes. So that's it.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great community. And of course, we are all about community here on the RightsCast Network. And so listeners, if you're tuning in and you are associated with or in Wisconsin, it sounds like the WWA is a really great place to join another community right alongside your RightsCast Network community here. But Barry, I also mentioned at the top of our conversation, this idea of the Jade Ring Contest. So let's shift gears right into that and let listeners know, if you would, what is the Jade Ring Contest?
Well, it's been around for a long time as well. Founded way back in the early 50s, it was a writing contest way back then, and people would type stuff up, send it in, and it would get going. People would win prizes, and way the heck back when the association was, well, what are we going to give away? What's the prize? And somebody said, well, how about a ring of some sort? And they went to a jeweler and said, well, a diamond ring, that's going to cost you. But, we can do these jade rings with a real piece of jade and all that. And it was thought, okay, let's do it. And so it's been the Jade Ring ever since. And if you win first prize, you get one. It's $100 cash prize plus a coveted jade ring, and it's pretty cool. And I've run into writers in recent times saying, "Hey, look at this! I have a jade ring from 1999." And it's in fact, Carl Houston, the past poet laureate, of Wisconsin. She waved her jade ring in front of me last year and very proudly said, look at this, this is vintage. So it's part of Wisconsin writers' history, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. I really do love this idea that, you know, beyond just the idea of winning publication and getting the accolades that can come with a contest like this, you get this very physical memento, and it creates this sort of legacy that, as you just shared there in that story, kind of lives on through the years. It's like you're an alum of the Jade Ring contest or something along those lines. So yeah. Very good. Well, we know what it is, but why don't we talk a little now about when the contest is, because if you are a writer who's interested in submitting or participating or showing your support for people who are participating, when's the submission window open for Jade Ring this year?
Submissions open on March 1st, and everything closes up on June 5th. So you got some time. And typically, you know, we see a surge in submissions in late May and early June. People finally get it, you know, get it all together, and they're okay. That's it. It's going out, and so that's the thing. And all the details about the contest are on the Association website, which is wiriteywrite.org. And so all the stuff you need to know is right there, guidelines and things like that. And I want to point out that you, sir, Mr. R.R. Campbell are one of our judges. So you are the judge of the fiction category this year, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I am. In fact, it was a really great honor to have the folks at the WWA reach out to me about that opportunity. And I'm really glad that you mentioned specifically the fiction category as well, because I, of course, am really looking forward to diving into everyone's submissions once they start rolling in, or I suppose when I get them as the contest window closes. But this isn't just a contest for writers of fiction. There are also a couple of other categories that folks can submit to. What are those categories?
Well, there's nonfiction, and which comprises, you know, just about anything. You know, articles, essay, you know, nostalgia, memoir, humor, self-help, it's wide open. And the judge in nonfiction this year is B.J. Hollers, who's always a great guy. He's a associate professor of English up at UW-Eau Claire, and he's written a number of books all over the map. He's won prizes, the Truman Capote Prize for literary nonfiction, and good guy, founder of the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild, and so he's kind of an institution in Wisconsin writing. And then the other category is poetry. And this year's judge is Dasha Kelly Hamilton. And Dasha she is currently the poet laureate for Milwaukee. She is a wonderful writer and a wonderful personality, and she's doing great things in the city of Milwaukee, helping young writers get going, encouraging them. The association, Wisconsin Writers Association, is a sponsor of a number of her initiatives, and we're so happy to help her in her work, which is it's just marvelous. So it's you know, our group of judges this year continues our tradition of having, you know, great Wisconsin authors helping others with their work. And so it's a noble cause. So I encourage our listeners, if you got something that you think is good, then submit away, and who knows, maybe you will win the Jade Ring.
You got to really impress those judges, right? You know, but write for yourself, but you know, you might win the Jade Ring, impress those judges, and make it happen for yourself. It really was flattering, Barry, to be asked to become a judge, especially when I saw B. BJ and Dasha were going to be judging in their respective categories, knowing the accolades that they have and how important they are to the Wisconsin community as a whole, but specifically the communities they serve. Keep coming back to this word community. I sense we have a theme for this mini episode already. So with the idea of community in mind, of course, the judges are only one half of this equation. The people who are going to submit to the Jade Ring contest are a pretty important aspect of this as well. So why don't we explore this quickly? Who is actually eligible to enter the Jade Ring contest?
Well, if you're in Wisconsin and you write stuff, you're eligible. You don't have to be a member of the association, although we encourage everyone to join. And if you join when you submit, you get a deal on both. So that's good. And if I know you're out there and you're sitting there, you've got this short story or some article or a poem, you're thinking, geez, I think this is pretty good. But you know what? It would be great if I could get a critique on this piece. And you can do that. If you submit to the Jade Ring, if you pay another $20, you get a critique from the judge. Like, you know, Dasha Kelly's going to tell you what she thinks and what you could do to improve that poem. Or BJ Hollers will tell you that, hey, you know, this is great, but here I think you ought to do this or that. Or you, sir. You know, you'll be able to offer critiques to our contestants. And that's just a great thing. And I know that any feedback, writers just love any kind of feedback, good or bad. It's instructive and it helps us all better our craft.
And it is something that I always really like to provide. Of course, listeners to the RightsCast Network's Novel Approaches podcast know that every month I raffle off a 5-page critique of the opening pages of a manuscript for a listener who supports our programming over on Patreon. So I love giving back when I have the opportunity to do that. And that was another really big thing for me when I was getting more details about the Jade Ring, knowing that there's this opportunity to not just, you know, leave folks hanging, wondering why their short piece of fiction might not have been chosen as an honorable mention, first place, second place, third place, what have you. But the opportunity to really engage and establish a connection is so important. So we know, of course, that the window is open from March 1st through June 5th. But Barry, can you let our listeners know when it is that the winners will be announced?
Winners will be announced in July. And I need to remind everyone that one of the cool things we started last year is that the award, the top first and second place winners in each category will be, their piece will be published in the Wisconsin People and Ideas magazine, which is part of the Wisconsin Arts Board. It's a great publication and it's just marvelous that this is going to be a venue for, you know, your work. You know, if you win one of the first or second, you're in there, and that comes out in the fall, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it seems like this year we have, of course, the Jade Ring, the coveted Jade Ring. There's going to be the cash prizes. And then, of course, this publication for the first place winners in Wisconsin People and Ideas. But then there's also the Creative Wisconsin Literary Journal, too. Am I right?
Yes, that's an anthology that's that we've published, that the association has published for many, many years, and it's a collection of all of the top three winners and honorable mentions, and it's a great thing. You can get a copy and keep it, and there you are. You are published in that anthology, and that's very fun.
It's always great to see your name in print. I can testify to that right here, right now. It's a really rewarding thing to know that there is an opportunity for others to see your work and to tap into, do a little bit of platform sharing, as it were. You know, you create some great content, readers can engage with it, and it's shared far and wide. So, Barry, last question for you here for anyone who might still be on the fence. Why should listeners submit to the Jade Ring contest?
Because if you don't submit, you're just going to be sitting out there in your office somewhere or you're wherever the heck you write, and nobody's going to see it. So let's get it out there. You've got a good piece that you think, you know what, this has some potential. Who knows? You can't win the lottery without buying a ticket. So submit. one of your, or a couple of, you know, just submit your stuff. And who knows, it you might win. And it's good for us lonely writers who we sit in front of the screen or scribbling away in a notebook all by ourselves. Well, here's a way to join the community and expose your writing. And who knows, you just gotta try.
You really do. And even if the Jade Ring isn't for you, you can visit wiwrite.org to learn more about the Wisconsin Writers Association and see what their community has to offer and what you can offer that community. So thank you so much, Barry Whiteman, for joining me for this mini-sode here on the WritesCast Network.
You bet. Thanks, Ryan. Very fun. Appreciate it.
There you have it, our first ever WritesCast mini-sode. Thanks to Barry for joining me, and thanks to you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Remember, the Jade Ring's annual contest window will be open through June 5th, 2020, so if you've got an eligible story, poem, or nonfiction piece, you can head to wiwrite.org/contests to learn more. Thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/writescast as well. We wouldn't be here without the support of writers like Laura Hazen. If you'd like to get in on some great patron perks in exchange for your financial support of our programming, you can visit patreon.com/writescast. Thanks also to our sponsors, Dandelion Web Marketing and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute. To learn more about them and what they have to offer writers everywhere, you can visit writescast.net/sponsors. Coming up next on the WritesCast Network is an episode featuring Lori Buchanan, who joined me to talk about the business of being an author. That episode will debut on March 6th, so stay tuned. Until then, this is R.R. Campbell signing off. Write on and write well. This is the WritesCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, and always streaming at writescast.net.